Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is Amin Muhammad calling from our show, The Good Life, Holy Quran, and Sister Claire Muhammad Education Hour. Alhamdulillah. So we have a practice of reading 1/30 of the Holy Quran each day, 1/30. So in every 30 days, we read a juice of the Holy Quran. Alhamdulillah. So our effort is dedicated toward education. And this is what we're all about. Alhamdulillah. So all praises be to Allah. Let's see. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. We're starting to read on page 274. The seventh juice. Strongest among men and enmity to the believers wilt thou find the Jews and pagans. And nearest among them in love to the believers wilt thou find those who say, we are Christians. Because amongst these are men devoted to learning and men who have renounced the world and they are not arrogant. And when they listen to the revelation received by the messenger, thou wilt see their eyes overflowing with tears. For they recognize the truth. They pray, our Lord, we believe. Write us down among the witnesses. What cause can we have not to believe in Allah and the truth which has come to us, seeing that we long for our Lord to admit us to the company of the righteous? And for this, their prayer hath Allah rewarded them with gardens, with rivers flowing underneath their eternal home. Such is the recompense of those who do good. Those who reject faith and belie our signs, they shall be companions of hellfire. O ye believe, make not unlawful the good things which Allah has made lawful for you, but commit no excesses, for Allah loveth not those given to excess. Eat of the good things which Allah has provided for you, lawful and good, but fear Allah in whom ye believe. Allah will not call you to account for what is futile in your oaths, but he will call you to account for your deliberate oaths. For expiation, feed 10 indigent persons on a scale of the average for the food of your family, or clothe them, or give them a slave his freedom. And that is beyond your means. Fast for 3 days. That is the expiation for the oaths ye have sworn. But keep to your oaths. Thus doth Allah make clear to you his signs, that ye may be grateful. Alhamdulillah. I'm at number 90. I'm on page 276 of the Holy Quran. If you use Yusuf Ali, I'm on page 276. Number 90. Surah 5, number 90. O ye believe, intoxicants and gambling, dedication of stones and divination by arrows are an abomination of Satan's handiwork. Eschew such abomination that ye may prosper. Satan's plan is but to excite enmity and hatred between you with intoxicants and gambling, and hinder you from the remembrance of Allah and from prayer. Will you not then abstain? But like Ms. Shaitan of Adin. Obey Allah and obey the messenger and beware of evil. If you do turn back, know ye that it is our messenger's duty to proclaim the message in the nearest and clearest manner on those who believe and do deeds of righteousness. There's no blame for what they are in the past, for what they ate in the past when they guard themselves from evil and believe. And do deeds of righteousness, or again guard themselves from evil and believe, or again guard themselves from evil and do good. For Allah loveth those who do good. I'm at section 13. Let me see what we have here. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. All praises be to Allah. Okay. See what we have. Alhamdulillah. I'm at section 13. O ye believe, Allah doth make a trial of you in a Alright, praise be to Allah. O ye believe, Allah doth make a trial of you and a little matter of gain well within reach of your hands and your lances, that he may test you who feareth him unseen. Any who transgress thereafter will have a grievous penalty. O ye believe, kill not game while in the sacred precincts or in pilgrim garb. If any of you does so intentionally, the compensation is an offering brought to the Kaaba of a domestic animal, equivalent to the one he killed, as adjudged by two just men among you, or by way of atonement, the feeding of the indigent, or its equivalent in fast, that he may taste of the penalty of his deed. Allah forgives what is past. For repetition, Allah will exact from him the penalty, for Allah is exalted in the Lord of Retribution. Lawful to you is the pursuit of water game and its use for food for the benefit of yourselves and those who travel, but forbidden is pursuit of land game as long as you are in sacred precincts or in pilgrim garb, and fear Allah to whom ye shall be gathered back. Allah made the Kaaba a sacred house and a asylum of security for men, as also the sacred months, the animals for offerings and the gardens that mark them, that you may know that Allah hath knowledge of what is in the heavens and on earth, and that Allah is well acquainted with all things. Know ye that Allah is strict in punishment, and that Allah is all-forgiving, most merciful. The messenger's duty is but to reclaim the message, but Allah knoweth all that ye reveal and ye conceal. Say, not equal are things that are bad and things that are good, even though the abundance of the bad may dazzle thee. So fear Allah, O ye that understand, that so ye may prosper. O ye believe, ask not questions about things which is made plain to you may cause you trouble. But if ye ask about things when the Quran is being revealed, they will be made plain to you. Allah will forgive those for Allah is all forgiving, most forbearing. Some people before you did ask such questions, and on that account lost their faith. It was not Allah who instituted superstitions like those of the slithier she-camel, or she-camel let loose for a free pasture, or idol sacrifices for twin births in animals, or stallion camels free from work. It is blasphemous to invent a lie against Allah, but most of them lack wisdom. When it said to them, come to what Allah has revealed, come to the messenger, they say, enough for us are the ways we found our fathers following. But even though their fathers were void of knowledge and guidance, O ye believe, guard your own souls. If ye follow right guidance, no hurt can come to you, even those who stray. The goal of you all is to Allah. It is he that will show you the truth of all that you do. O ye believe, when death approaches any of you, take witnesses among yourselves when making requests, two just men of your own brotherhood or others from outside, if you are journeying through the earth. 31, alhamdulillah. I'm at 280, page 282. And the chance of the death befalls you thus, if you doubt their truth, detain them both after prayer, and let them both swear by Allah We wish not in this for any worldly gain, even though the beneficiary be our near relation. We shall hide not the evidence before Allah. If we do, then behold, the sin be upon us. But if it gets known that these two were guilty of the sin of perjury, let two others stand forth in their places nearest and kin from among those who claim a lawful right. Let them swear by Allah, we affirm that our witness is truer than that of those two, that we have not trespassed beyond the truth. If ye did, behold, the wrong be upon us. I'm at 108, alhamdulillah. That is the most suitable, that ye may give the evidence in its true nature and shape, or else they would fear that other oaths would be taken after their oaths. But fear Allah and listen to his counsel, for Allah guideth not the rebellious people. One day will Allah gather the messengers together and ask what was the response you received from men to your teaching. They will say, we have no knowledge. It is thou who knowest in full all that is hidden. Then will Allah say, O Jesus, son of Mary, recount my favor to thee and to thy mother. Behold, I strengthened thee with the Holy Spirit so that thou didst speak to the people in infancy and in maturity. Behold, I taught thee the book of wisdom, the law, and the gospel. And behold, thou didst make out of clay the figure of a bird by my leave. And thou didst breathe into it and becometh a bird by my leave. And thou didst heal those born blind and the lepers by my leave. Behold, thou didst bring forth the dead by my leave. And behold, I did restrain the children of Israel from violence to thee, when thou didst show them the clear sign. And the unbelievers among them said, this is nothing but evident magic. And behold, I inspired the disciples to have faith in me and my messenger. They said, we have faith, and do thou bear witness that we bow to Allah as Muslims. Behold, the disciples said, O Jesus, son of Mary, can thy Lord send down to us a table set with viands from heaven? Said Jesus, fear Allah if ye have faith. They said, we only wish to eat thereof and satisfy our hearts, and to know that thou hast indeed told us the truth, and that we ourselves may be witness to the miracle. Said Jesus, the son of Mary, O Allah, our Lord, send us from heaven a table set with viands, that there may be for us and for the first and the last of us a solemn festival and a sign from thee, and provide for our sustenance, for thou art the best sustainer of our needs. Allah said, I will send it down unto you, but if any of you after that resisteth faith, I will punish him with a penalty such as I have not inflicted on anyone among all the people. And behold, Allah will say, O Jesus, the son of Mary, if thou say unto men, worship me and my mother, God, the derogation of Allah, he will say, glory to thee, never could I say what I had no right to say. Had I said such a thing, thou wouldest indeed have known it. Thou knowest what is in my heart, though I know not what is in thine, for thou knowest in full all that is hidden. Never said I to them, heart, except what thou didst command me to say, to wit, worship Allah, my Lord, your Lord. And I was a witness over them whilst I dwell amongst them. When thou didst take me, thou wast the watcher over them, and thou art a witness to all things. Thou dost punish them that they are thy servants. Thou dost forgive them their exalted in power, the wise. Allah will say, this is the day on which the truthful will profit from their truth. Theirs are gardens with rivers flowing beneath their eternal home. Allah well pleased with them, and they with Allah. That is the great salvation, the fulfillment of all desire. If Allah doth belong, to Allah doth belong the dominion of the heavens and the earth, and all that is therein. And it is he who hath power over all things. For the beloved he said. Allah, yeah. You tell me, yeah. Alanam the cattle Galanya said, praise be to Allah who created the heavens and the earth, made the darkness and the light. Yet those who reject faith hold others as equal with their God and Lord. He it is who created you from clay and then decreed a stated term for you. And there is in his presence another determined term, yet you doubt within yourselves. And he is Allah in the heavens and the earth, and he knoweth what ye hide and what ye reveal, and he knoweth the recompense which ye earn by your deed. But never did a single one of the signs of his Lord reach them, but they turned away therefrom. And now they reject the truth which it with when it reaches them, but soon shall they learn the reality of what they used to mock at. See they not how many of those before them we did destroy, generations we had established on the earth in strength, such as we have not given to you, for whom we poured out rain from the skies in abundance, and gave fertile streams flowing beneath their feet. Yet for their sins we destroyed them and raised in their wake fresh generations to succeed them. Alhamdulillah. If we had sent unto thee a written message on parchment so that they could touch it with their hands, the unbelievers would have been sure to say, this is nothing but obvious magic. Alhamdulillah. For those who are listening in and reading or not reading, or on page 296 of the Yusuf Ali edition of the Holy Quran, we're at number 8. Surah 6, number 8, they say, why is not an angel sent down to him? If we did send down an angel, the matter would be settled at once, and no respite would be granted them. If we had made it an angel, we should have sent him as a man, and we should certainly have caused them confusion in a matter which they have already covered with confusion. Mocked were many messengers before thee, but their scoffers were hemmed in by the things that they mocked. Alhamdulillah, I'm on page 296, section 2, number 11. Say, travel through the earth and see what was the end of those who rejected. Truth, say to whom belongeth all that is in the heavens and on earth. Say to Allah, he hath inscribed for himself the rule of mercy, that he will gather you together for the day of judgment. There is no doubt whatever. It is they who have lost their own souls that will not believe. To him belongeth all that dwelleth or lurketh in the night and in the day. For he is the one who heareth and knoweth all things. Say, shall I take for my protection any other than Allah, the maker of the heavens and the earth? And he it is that feedeth but is not fed. Say, nay, but I am commanded to be the first of those who bow to Allah in Islam. And be not thou the company of those who join God with Allah. Say, I would, if I disobeyed my Lord, indeed have fear of the penalty of a mighty day. On that day, if the penalty is averted from any, it is due to Allah's mercy, and that will be salvation, the obvious fulfillment of all desire. Alhamdulillah. If Allah touch thee with affliction, none can remove it but he. If he touch thee with happiness, he hath power over all things. He is the irresistible, watching from above over his worshippers, and he is the wise, acquainted with all things. Say, what thing is most weighty and evident? Say, Allah is witness between me and you. This Quran has been revealed to me by inspiration, that I may warn you and all whom it reaches. Can ye possibly bear witness that besides Allah there is another God? Say, nay, I cannot bear witness. Say, but in truth he is the one God, and I truly am innocent of your blasphemy of joining others with him. Those to whom we have given the book know this as they know their own sons. Those who have lost their own souls refuse, therefore, to believe. Alhamdulillah. I'm at section 3. Alhamdulillah. I'm just going to check here to see. For some reason, Assalamu alaikum, Brother Muhammad. Brother Muhammad, assalamu alaikum.
Yeah, wa alaikum assalam. Yes, I'm on the road.
Everything all right?
Yeah, everything's all right. I just
just
want to
listen right now, huh? Just want to listen. Okay,
yeah.
Praise be to Allah. Okay, I'm at section 3. Alhamdulillah. Okay. If you want me to take you out of the queue, however you want me to do it, brother. I'm going to read here.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't go in the queue.
Okay, yeah, I just brought you out. I just saw your number here. Okay, I'm going to continue reading.
All right.
Allahu Akbar. Who does more wrong than he who invented a lie against Allah or rejected his signs? But verily, the wrongdoers never shall prosper. One day shall we gather them all together. We shall say to those who ascribe partners to us, where are the partners whom ye invented and talked about? There will then be left no subterfuge for them, but to say, by Allah, our Lord, we were not those who joined gods with Allah. Behold how they lie against their own souls. But the lie which they invented will leave them in the lurch. I'm at 25. Of them there are some who pretend to listen to thee, but we have thrown veils on their hearts so they understand it not, and deepness in their ears. If they saw every one of the signs, they will not believe in them, insomuch that when they come to thee, they but dispute with thee. But the unbelievers say, these are nothing but tales of the ancients. Others they keep away from it, and they themselves they keep away, but they only destroy their own souls, and they perceive it not. If thou couldst but see when they are confronted with the fire, they would say, would that we were but sent back, then would we not reject the signs of our Lord, but would be amongst those who believe. Yea, in their own eyes will become manifest. Yea, in their own eyes will become manifest what before they conceal. But if they were returned, they would certainly relapse to the things they were forbidden, for they are indeed liars. But they sometimes say, there's nothing except our life on this earth, and never shall we be raised up again. Alhamdulillah. When thou couldst perceive when they are confronted with their Lord, he will say, is not this the truth? They will say, yea, by our Lord. He will say, taste ye then the penalty, because you rejected faith. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. I'm at section 4, number 31. Number 31, section 4, surah 6. I'm on page 301 of the Yusuf Ali edition. Alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
Right there.
Morning.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum.
Yeah. Wa alaikum assalam.
I'm at number 31. Surah 6, number 31, on page 301.
If you still hear me, I'm on the road. That's why I won't be reading this morning.
Okay. I'm going to mute your line, Brother Muhammad. Let's say Rashad.
Yeah, sir. You can hear me then, huh?
I can hear you good.
Oh, okay. Uzulai Min Shaitan Jin. Bismillahi Rahman Irrahim. Lost indeed are they who treated as falsehood that they must meet Allah until on a sudden the hour is on them, and they say, ah, woe unto us that we neglected, for they bear their burdens on their backs, and evil indeed are the burdens that they bear. Nothing is the life of this world but play and amusement, but best is the home of the hereafter for those who are righteous. Will you not then understand? We know indeed the grief which they were to cause thee. Is not thee they reject, is the signs of Allah which the wicked deny. Rejected were the messengers before thee, with patience and constancy. They bore their rejection and their persecution until our aid did reach them. There is none that can alter the words and decrees of Allah. Already has thou received some account of those messengers. If their spring is hard on thee, yet if thou were able to seek a tunnel in the ground or a ladder to the skies and bring them a sign, what good? If it were Allah's will, we could gather them together unto true guidance. So be not thou amongst those who are swayed by ignorance and impatience. Those who listen in truth, be sure, will accept. As to the dead, Allah will raise them up. Then will they be returned unto him. They say, why is not a sign sent down to him from his Lord? Say, Allah has certainly power to send a sign, but most of them understand not. There is not an animal that lives on the earth, nor a being that flies on its wings, but forms part of communities like you. Nothing have we omitted from the book, and they all shall be gathered to their Lord in the end. Those who reject our signs are deaf and dumb, in the midst of darkness profound. Whom Allah willeth, he leaves to wander whom he willeth. He places on the straight way. He plays on the way that is straight. Say, think ye to yourselves, if there come upon you the punishment of Allah on the hour that you dread, would you then call on others than Allah? Reply, if you are truthful. Nay, on him you call, and if it be his will, he would remove the distress which occasioned your call upon him, and you would forget the false god whom you joined with him. Before thee, we sent messengers to many nations, and we afflicted the nations with suffering and adversity, that they may call Allah in humility. When the suffering reached them from us, why then did they not call Allah in humility? On the contrary, their hearts became hardened, and Shaitan made the sinful acts seem alluring to them. But when they forgot the warning they had received, we opened to them the gates of all good things, until in the midst of their enjoyment of our gifts, of a sudden we called them to account, when lo, they plunged in despair. For the wrongdoers, the last remnant was cut off. Praise be to Allah, the treasure of the worlds. Say, think ye if Allah took away your hearing and your sight and sealed up your hearts, who or God other than Allah could restore them to you? See how we explain the signs by various symbols, yet they turn aside. Say, think ye, if the punishment of Allah comes to you, whether suddenly or openly, will any be destroyed except those who do wrong? We send the messengers only to give good news and to warn. So those who believe and mend their lives, upon them should be no fear, nor shall they grieve. But those who reject our signs, them shall punishment touch, for that they cease not from transgressing. Say, I tell you not that with me are the treasures of Allah, neither I know what is hidden. Now that I tell you I am an angel, I but follow what is revealed to me. Say, can the blind be held equal to the seen? Will you not then consider?
Alhamdulillah, Allah Akbar. Right now we're at section 6, number 51. Alhamdulillah, give this warning to those in whose heart is the fear that they will be brought to judgment before their Lord. Except for him, they will have no protector nor intercessor, that they may guard against evil. Send not away those who call on their Lord morning and evening, seeking his face. In not art thou accountable for them, and in not are they accountable for thee, that thou shouldest turn them away and thus be one of the unjust. Thus did we try some of them by comparison with others, that they should say, is it these then that Allah hath favored from amongst us? Does not Allah know best those who are grateful? When those come to thee who believe in our signs, say, peace be on you. Your Lord hath inscribed for himself the rule of mercy. Verily, if any of you did evil in ignorance and thereafter repented and amended his conduct, lo, he is all forgiving, most merciful. Thus do we explain the signs in detail, that the way of the sinners may be shown up. Alhamdulillah. Your turn, brother. Number 56.
Say, I am forbidden to worship those others than Allah, whom you call upon. Say, I will not follow your vain desires. If I did, I will stray from the path and be not of the company of those who receive guidance. Say, for me, I am on a clear sign from my Lord, but ye reject him. What you would see hasten is not in my power. The plan rests with none but Allah. He decides, he declares the truth, and he is the best of judges. Say, if what you would see hasten were in my power, the matter would be settled at once between you and me. But Allah knows best those who do wrong. With him are the keys of the unseen, the treasures that none knoweth but he. He knows whatever there is on the earth and in the sea. Not a leaf do fall, but with his knowledge. There is not a grain in the darkness or dust of the earth, nor anything fresh or dry, green or withered, but is inscribed in a record, clear to those who can read. It is he who doeth take your souls by night, and have knowledge of all that ye have done by day. By day doeth he raise you up again, that the term appointed be fulfilled. In the end unto him will be your return. Then we show you the truth of all that ye did.
Alhamdulillah. I'm at section 8, number 61. He is irresistible, watching from above over his worshipers, and he sets gardens over you. At length, when death approaches one of you, our angels take his soul, and they never fail in their duty. Then are they returned unto Allah, their true protector. Surely his is the command, and he is the swiftest in taking account. Say, who is it that delivereth you from the dark recesses of land and sea, when you call upon him in humility and in silent terror? If he only delivers us from these dangers, we vow we shall truly show our gratitude. Say, it is Allah that delivereth you from these and all other distresses, and yet you worship false gods. Say, he hath power to send calamities on you from above and below, or to cover you with confusion and party strife, giving you a taste of mutual vengeance, each from the other. See how we explain the signs by various symbols that they may understand. But thy people reject this, though it is the truth. Say, not mine is responsibility for arranging your affairs, for every message is a limit of time, and soon shall ye know it. When thou seest men engaged in vain discourse about our signs, turn away from them, unless they turn to a different theme. If Satan ever if Satan ever makes thee forget, then after recollection, sit not thou in the company of those who do wrong. On their account, no responsibility falls on the righteous, but their duty is to remind them that they may learn to fear Allah. Leave alone those who take their religion to be mere play and amusement and are deceived by the life of this world, but proclaim to them this truth, that every soul delivers itself to ruin by its own acts. It will find for itself no protector or intercessor except Allah. If it offered every ransom or reparation, none will be accepted. Such is the end of those who delivered themselves to ruin by their own acts. They will have for drink only boiling water, and for punishment one most grievous, for they persisted in rejecting Allah. Number 71.
Say, recall on others besides Allah things that can do us neither good nor harm, and turn on our heels after receiving guidance from Allah, like one whom Satan has made into a fool, wandering bewildered through the earth, his friends calling, come to us, vainly guiding him to the path. So Allah's guidance is the only guidance, and we have been directed to submit ourselves to the Lord of the worlds, to establish regular prayers, and to fear Allah, for it is to him that we shall be gathered together. It is he who created the heavens and the earth with truth. The day he saith, be, behold, it is. His word is the truth. His will be the dominion. The day the trumpet will be blown. He knoweth the unseen as well as that which is open, for he is the wise, well acquainted with all things. Lo, Abraham said to his father, Uzziah, take thou idols for gods, for I see thee and thy people in manifest error. So also did we show Abraham the kingdom of the heavens and the earth, that he might have certitude. When night covered him over, he saw a star. He said, this is my Lord. But when it set, he said, I love not those that set. When he saw the moon rising in splendor, he said, this is my Lord. But when the moon set, he said, unless my Lord guide me, I shall surely be among those who go astray. When he saw the sun rising in splendor, he said, this is my Lord. This is the greatest of all. But when the sun set, he said, oh, my people, I am indeed free from your guilt of giving partners to Allah. For me, I have set my face firmly and truly towards him who created the heavens and the earth, and never shall I give partners to Allah. His people disputed with him. He said, come, ye to dispute with me about Allah, when he himself hath guided me. I fear not the things you associate with Allah, unless my Lord willeth. Nothing can happen. My Lord comprehendeth in his knowledge all things. Will ye not yourselves be admonished? How should I fear the beings you associate with Allah, when ye fear not to give partners to Allah without any warrant having been given to you? Which of us two parties have more right to security? Tell me if you know. It is those who believe and it's not their belief at wrong that are truly in security, for they are on right guidance. That was our argument which we gave to Abraham to use against the people. We raise whom we will, degree after degree, for thy Lord is full of wisdom and knowledge.
Alhamdulillah, I'm at number 84. Alhamdulillah, I got it, brother. With number 84. We gave him Isaac and Jacob, all three we guided, and before him we guided Noah, and among his progeny David, Solomon, Job, Joseph, Moses, and Aaron. Thus do we reward those who do good. and Zechariah and Yahya and Jesus and Eliah, all in the ranks of the righteous, and Ishmael and Elisha and Jonah and Lot, and to all we gave favor above the nations, to them and to their fathers and progeny and brethren, we chose them and we guided them to a straight way. This is the guidance of Allah. He guides that. He giveth that guidance to whom he pleases of his worshippers. If they were to join other gods with him, all that they did would be vain for them. These were the men to whom we gave the book and authority and prophethood. If these, their descendants, reject them, behold, we shall entrust their charge to a new people who reject them not. These were the prophets who received Allah's guidance, copied the guidance they received. Say, no reward for this do I ask of you. This is no less than a message for the nations. Right there, 91.
No disestimate of Allah did they make when they say nothing to Allah sent down to man by way of a revelation. Say, who then sent down the book which Moses brought, a lightning guidance to man? But you make it into separate sheets for show, while you conceal much of the contents then were you taught that which you knew not. Neither you nor your fathers, say Allah sent it down, then leave them to plunge and bring discourse and chopping. Now this is a book which we have sent down, bringing blessings and confirming the revelations that came before it, that thou might have sworn the mother of cities and all around her. Those who believe in the hereafter believe in this book, and they are confident in God in their prayers. Who can be more wicked than one who rendered a lie against Allah and say, we have received inspiration, we have received none. Again, he says, I can reveal the light of what Allah hath revealed. If thou couldest but see how the wicked do fare in the agonies of death, the angels stretch forth their hands, saying, yield up your souls. This day shall ye receive your reward, a chastisement of disgrace, for that ye used to tell lies against Allah, and scornfully to reject his signs. And behold, you come to us bare and alone, as we created you for the first time. You have left behind you all the favors which we bestowed on you. We see not with you your intercessors, whom you thought to be partners in your affair. So now all relations between you have been cut off, and your pet fancies have left you in the lurch.
I'm number 95. It is Allah who causes the seed grain and the date stone to split and sprout. He causes the living to issue from the dead, and he is the one to cause the dead to issue from the living. That is Allah. Then how are ye deluded away from the truth? He it is that cleaveth the daybreak from the dark. He makes the night for rest and tranquility, and the sun and the moon for the reckoning of time. Such is the judgment and the ordering of him, the exalted in power, the omniscient, alhamdulillah. It is he who maketh the stars and beacons for you, that ye may guide yourselves with their help through the darkness, dark spaces of land and sea. We detail our signs for people who know. It is he who hath produced you from a single person. Here is a place of sojourn and a place of departure. We detail our signs for people who understand. It is he who sends down rain from the skies, with it we produce vegetation of all kinds. From some we produce given green crops, out of which we produce grain heaped up at harvest, out of the date palm and its sheath or space come clusters of dates hanging low and near. And then there are gardens of grapes and olives and pomegranates, each similar in kind yet different in variety. When they begin to bear fruit, feast your eyes with the fruit and the ripeness thereof. Behold, in these things there are signs for people who believe. Yet they make the jinn equals with Allah, though Allah did create the jinns. And they falsely, having no knowledge, attribute to him sons and daughters. Praise and glory be to him, for he is above what they attribute to him. Alhamdulillah. We're right at number 101.
Wonderful creator of the heavens and the earth. How can he have a son when he have no consort? He created all things, and he has full knowledge of all things. That is Allah, your Lord. There is no God but he, the creator of all things. And worship ye him, and he hath power to dispose of all affairs. No vision can grasp him, but he has grasp over all vision. He is subtle, all aware. Now I come to you from your Lord proofs to open your eyes, if any will see. Will be for the good of his own soul. If any will be blind, will be to his own harm. I am not here to watch over your doings. Thus to explain the signs by various ways, that they may say, thou hast learned this from somebody, and what we may make the matter clear to those who know. Follow what thou art taught by inspiration from thy Lord. There is no God but he, and turn aside from those who join gods with Allah. If it had been Allah's will, they would not have taken false gods, but we make thee not the one to watch over their doings, nor art thou set over them to dispose of their affairs. And you are not those whom they call upon besides Allah, lest they out of spite revile Allah in their ignorance. Thus have we made alluring to each people its own doings. In the end, will they return to their Lord, and he shall tell them the truth of all that they did. They swear the strongest oath by Allah, that if a special sign came to them, by it they would believe. So certainly all signs are in the power of Allah, but will it make you Muslim realize that even if special signs came, they would not believe. We too shall turn to confusion their hearts and their eyes, even if they refuse to believe in this in the first instance. We shall lead them in their trespasses to stumble blindly.
Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. All right, we just have completed the seventh juice, and we will pick it up tomorrow, inshallah, number 830 on page 111. Yes, assalamu alaikum. Alhamdulillah. Allahu Akbar. I got a text yesterday saying be on the lookout for this holiday, this Juneteenth holiday. And then I got a text from the secretary at Juvenile Hall that, oh, don't report to work because it's a holiday, federal holiday.
Wow, that was quick.
Biden.
Yeah.
Biden, I guess he hurried up and signed that, you know?
Yeah.
You know, we're not used to these Caucasian men, these people of power acknowledging. I guess,
Do you think Trump will acknowledge it?
No. I mean, you know, I look for him to do something like that, but he never did it. You know, acknowledge. You know, he didn't. You know, he wasn't even for taking down the monuments, those Confederate monuments. He was, you know, he wants to protect those Confederate monuments. So it's a lot of back and forth and mixed feeling about all that. You know what I mean? I think
So really, it's kind of like there's good and there's bad in both, because, you know, Trump, on the one hand, you said, has some good in terms of against abortion, and against, he seems to be against, you know, the gay agenda, but he has other, you know, prejudice issues that he deals with. And then on the other hand, Biden has some good, like this that he's doing, you know, and I think he's trying to really help people by giving, you know, giving him money, the stimulus money, but he's for that gay agenda, you know. So that's both good and bad, you know. We'd have to really get a, I don't know, man, change society, just, you know, keep striving, get a believer in there to tell the truth, but how long he'll be there, I don't know. Now, let me ask you this here. Now, brother, who's the Attorney General there in Minnesota, what is his name?
Keith Ellison.
Now, when it comes to the gay issues, you know, there, I mean, how does he address that? What does he say?
How does he handle it? I really can't really say.
Yeah.
How does he handle it? Good question. I don't, well, you know, the Muslim politicians, you know, the Muslim politicians, I used to wonder, why couldn't they change parties? Why did they have to, be with the Democratic Party, who has a platform for abortion and a platform for you know, kind of like enhancers, you know, how they couldn't change party, you know. But that is a question for me, and even the Muslim Journal kind of like follows a very simple Yeah, so also this morning I was looking at 1975. You know, have you ever seen that?
You kind of broke up. Have you ever seen what?
The 1975 Savior's Day.
Oh, the 1975 Savior's Day, when Imam W.D. Muhammad, I was looking at a little of it. It's funny that you mentioned it not long ago on the internet, you know. Yeah, I'm looking at a portion of it. I didn't watch the whole, you know, the whole thing, but I did look at a portion of it when, you know, everybody spoke, giving their support to Imam W.D. Muhammad, and also Jesse Jackson spoke, and, you know, I was just looking at it maybe about a week ago.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, keep consulting with the website, and because we're making modifications, you know, to the website, and but basically, that's the same website we have. It's just when you click on those links and everything, it's information in there now, you know. Alhamdulillah. So, my brother, so what's happening with you on your agenda?
Oh, okay, well, today, man.
Go ahead.
Yeah, today. Now, this is Jumal, right?
Who?
This is Jumal. This is Friday, right, Jumal?
This is Friday. Yeah, it seems like a Saturday.
Yeah, this is Friday. Well, you know, you go to Jumal, and I'll try to do a little work, but go to Jumal, try to do a little work on my drawings, you know, work on some drawings a little bit. But that's about it, alhamdulillah. I know this. Did you listen to Ayman at all in the morning, this morning?
No, I didn't get a chance to. I tell you what, let's close out with prayer, because this is kind of like a public public forum. Assalamu alaikum. This is Brother. I see Brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. May love, peace, blessings be on y'all. Good to hear from you, Lord.
Yes, sir. Wa alaikum assalam. Assalamu alaikum, my brother.
Yeah, we just finished the 30th of the Quran. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So how's everything? And, you know, you got the floor.
Always good. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. You know, as a believers, if you ain't happy with this right here, Deen al-Islam, then you know you got to still make dua to whatever you believe in and ask it to guide you to the Creator of what you believe in and everything else, Almighty God Allah. But you got to be happy. You know, this, after all, this is we're living the good life. We might not be living it to its full potential, but at least those of us who, inshallah, who is taking the shahada and the shahada, and then a lot of people who haven't taken the shahada but have been watching the best thereof of the community of Imam Warf D. Muhammad says he called them and got their attention also here in America to reminding them about the good life, that the real creator of the heavens and the earth and all in between and all that you can see and all that you can't see, regardless of what they might believe in, they heard the caller here in the North America, and they had no doubt about it when they investigated his language and his words and his lifestyle and the history and who he was talking to, while at the same time including them also to come and join in the life that Almighty God Allah, the creator of them, us, and everything else, as we said before, and embrace the good life according to the final revelation, or at least make effort to start to change themselves so that they can get it. But we have to understand also Allah gave us the same instructions. He said he's not going to change our condition from the life that we let ourselves get in, whether we believe we have something to do or not. Our parents and our environment before us maybe had us in a position of slavery, murder, thievery, pretty good people, drinking. When he came and gave us the opportunity also to change with our free will, he said, you have the ability to do it, and here is the guidance and the example of how to do it so you can get out of that bad life, that history, your history, and everybody else's history on this planet tells them that hellish life that they were living comes from the enemy of the human good life that Almighty God Allah created us all to enjoy as Khalifa, and to give us and gave us all the resources in the heavens and the earth to help us continue to cultivate the good life out of revelation as a human being develops toward giving Shaitan his respite, but staying focused on our destination as after the respite of Shaitan has been given by Almighty God Allah, and the law gives justice and balance back to where we left off at before. We have to start to change the condition of what is keeping us in a bad life instead of the good life. So I think the other day ago we were talking about economics. But we have to remember, like we said yesterday, if for whatever reason, whatever distracts us like it did Father Adam, even for a minute, we know it's a scheme of the Shaitan, because it broke our concentration of focusing on what Allah says and Allah alone. He created us, but we keep forgetting And that Satan's job is to make us forget about our free will and make us forget about that Allah gives us a choice. He wants us to think that his way is the best way. And we have to strengthen our faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and all the history he gave us of revelation and all the history of, like he said in the Quran, those who did not accept his guidance, what happened to them. So I know the different kinds of life that we have led since being free from the physical, laying on our backs and being treated like animals. And as Allah has set us free to choose the truth, the whole truth, is given to us by our Creator, and we eventually crawled and stood up and stand up and brushed ourselves off, but still we know that we wasn't living the good life that the prophets and messengers of God, Almighty God Allah, and the people who followed them, who heard their calling and got behind them, supported them, and carried them to the promised land. So we had that same opportunity again to establish the good life. But we got to understand, ain't nothing going to work but the Quran. There would be no reason for Allah to say, this day I have completed my favor upon you and have given to you, not as a religion, that was a translation, but he says a way that is straight, a way that is clear to get you back where you were created to be before you start listening to the whisper, to the whispers of Shaitan and yourself, and those who oppress you and force yourself upon you while you was in a state, like we say in these days, of awesome, you were totally confused, out of time, and took advantage of us and our destiny because they themselves were lost too. But now we back on the path, inshallah, Allah Alam, back on the trail of the good life, according to the final opportunity. That's why we run it. That's why Allah said in the Quran, they will come and drove when they realize this is the last trick, all aboard, like they've been singing for the last 34 years in the du'as of the different human beings around the earth. They all know this is the last train, the last warning, whatever language they want to use in their level of understanding. But we know that this is the last revelation, the last warning from Almighty God Allah to get yourself on board. Don't need no ticket. All you got to do is just get on board and start living and defending the good life. The way that your heart, soul, and your whole creation tells you that you have a right to have to, and you have been derailed. Get out of the state of denial that we've been in from listening to these false words, false images, false perversion of our senses. And alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, we thank Allah so much that he said he is the only one who know the secrets of the heart, and he's been protecting our heart by putting the Quran in our heart, those who embrace it. And the Quran has been there from day one. All we had to do is listen to it and let our intelligence develop a world in this material world, this spiritual world, this moral world of the good life while we're waiting on the day of judgment. See, we wait on the day of judgment too, so we can go on to the hereafter. Those of us who have found the way and we have thanked Allah for it and we strive to speak the belly law with all of our might to save our own soul and anybody else who is trying to save their soul, we're right there to help each other do it. Get this good life. All we got to do is stay on the mustaqim, on the straight way of Deen al-Islam, you know, until we make it materialize and make it available. Every human being on this earth. That's why we had to show it here in America, the model human being and the model society called Deen al-Islam. So we got to thank Allah for that. We got to remind each other of that by telling each other about the good life. What about the good life? You know, I know about all the other lives we got and all the lives been good to us. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. But what about the good life we supposed to get on our own free will? To show Allah that we are not ungrateful and not always begging and looking for help that Allah said, I've already given you enough in this Quran and the life of Prophet Muhammad. You don't need anything, and I'm not going to help you anymore. That's how close the day of judgment is, and Allah, all of them about that. But we remember now, we're following a human being calling in the life of Imam W.D. Muhammad, and he is the only one who seems that he is doing the same thing that Allah blessed Prophet Muhammad to do. Call the world back to one God, his favor that he had given us by establishing Deen al-Islam. He gave us two cities. One was invited to by a disbeliever who wanted the good life of the Quran and the protection of the Quran and the protection of Almighty God Allah, even though he did not understand. And then when the other one woke up and realized also the odds of him winning Sufyan, he turned back around and didn't even fight. He said, yeah, come on in. You know. And inshallah, history shows that he became a strong supporter when the Prophet came back to Mecca. We have a prime example, and we have the history of how being listening to the whispers of Shaitan reminded us about the world that we had left and making it seem like we were making a bad decision. Left the office of the righteous caliphs vulnerable to the hypocrites and the haters of those who believe until they got the opportunity to overthrow them because we didn't use our free will to establish the security and the defense that is needed when you're going up against the enemy of the human being. We know that's what was the problem of Black Wall Street. How did they think they were going to establish something and not secure it? Like Brother Akbar always said, you know, didn't have a police force, didn't have the proper securified themselves and established not the religious, but a way to at least get some fresh air. But you see how the enemy of Shaitan use what Allah permitted him to do, distract you and then come and destroy and kick down like we do in the sandbox, kick down your sand house. I think my first 5 minutes are up. If, you know, back to you, Brother Amin, and inshallah, I'll wait for my next five. Brother Amin or Brother Rashad?
Yes, sir. That's what I'm looking at, brother. No, I don't have anything to say. I'm just, you know, as usual, I'm just listening, brother. You're right on it, you know, with the good life and the guidance that Imam David Muhammad has given us and the example that we have, you know, Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and to, you know, just go forth with this dream that we have, you know, and try to get the good both of this world and, you know, of the next, you know, and to avoid the traps and the pitfalls that's out there, you know, by the Shaitan, you know. But I was just, you know, curious as to, you know, some of the Muslim politicians, you know, how do they get around that, you know, the gay issue there, you know, in society? How do they deal with that as being a politician? Like I was thinking about the Attorney General there in Minnesota, you know. And the Attorney General, because he's the chief lawgiver, you know, for the state. You know, that's the Attorney General, you know. So, you know, I was just wondering how he dealt with those issues as Muslims in this society. You know, if we're going to participate in society, if we're going to participate in the governing in the society as elected officials, You know, there's a lot of things you got to deal with. You know, gambling, you know, alcohol, prostitution, you know, all the vices. You know, do we speak out against it? Do we keep silent? Or what? I mean, what's your opinion on that, you know?
Anybody else want to respond to that before I do? Anybody who might be on the line, inshallah?
No. Go ahead, Brother Muhammad.
Basically, what it boils down to, when Allah tells us, don't go near fornication, don't go near adultery, don't participate in alcohol. When the believers who think that another society is going to let you come in and tell them how to run their life, and use our life as an example of why, they ain't going to go for that. You work for them. You work for them. That's why Prophet Muhammad also said, do not use the tools or the weapons of the enemy of Islam, because then you become just like them. See, our policy, if a brother or a sister in Islam wants to still kind of grow in understanding what politics mean the way it's been taught to us here in the North America underneath the Christianity and other religions. See, the policy of Al-Islam that we are to teach each other and enforce each other through Sharia and through Shura is to hear and obey Allah. Establish the good life that's in the Quran and all of the policies that it will help, like halal food, zabiha, how to do nikah, how to do janazah. We have the policies that gives us the perimeter of staying within the and on the mushrikeen, while people outside of the politics of Al-Islam, using that word, so that we can use it as an identifier, they can understand and see that their policies of how to encourage human development, how to create social equality, is not coming from the Creator in the book of Revelation. He has said to them that they have contaminated listening to Satan. Because they all, like we all know, they all know that there's some negativity against the positive, however they want to look at it, pretend like they don't know. So that's why we should thank Allah that we know that it's Satan who's coming up with the politics, the political policies, any way he can to make the human being be at fault himself or herself for whatever happens to the society that they develop. So for the Muslims, at this level in 2021, like you tell our brother over there in D.C., how he done got living the political life of the United States of America as if himself open to slander, trying to claim he was committing adultery, and China didn't have to, I think the lady who was involved with him, he could almost have lost his thing in the eyes of the public. But that's something that each Muslim has the right to do with their free will. But if they understand our politics is adhere to obey the law, establish the rules and regulations and the halal haram that's in the Quran, and we know how to do it through Shura and community development input according to where Allah they do it. And let people learn from the model of a human being who is following, for the lack of better connection, the politics of the Quran, the politics of the example of what it takes to establish a society under one God, one revelation, and one human example. We have to tear ourselves back away from the people. We already know that the dunya influences about 50, 60, 70% of our time. We have to start making do what the Lord let us take our time back. Our salvation, our destination, our good life is not going to be found in the life of the Christian. It's not going to be found in the life of the Buddha, the Hindu, the sun worshiper, the water worshiper. We have history to show us that those types of guidance by the human being from listening to the whispers of the Shaitan has failed in its effort to give us the good life according to the creator of all life. But as long as we don't have sure, our believing brothers and sisters who are involved in other worlds, because remember, this is not just only happening in the United States. We got Muslims in France, Germany, every country you can think of, trying to change that country by their policy. And every time they either find some kind of way to either get them out of office by accusing them of some kind of crime, or either we let ourselves get in a situation because we are a human being, they get involved with some kind of fornicated relationship or adulterated relationship, or they get charged for misappropriating the country's money or something. They come up with a way when they see they can get no more advice on how they can make it with the Quran, how they can get benefits out the Quran without making a commitment, because they got you working for them. Because remember now, a politic in the United States of America, and he or she is a Muslim, you are having a balancing act with being hypocritical. Because you're telling us you're with us, and you believe in Allah and his messenger in the Quran, but every day you're going to work with fornicators, homosexuals, thieves, all kind of perverts, right there sitting down at a table with you, telling you from the jump street, put your, they call it religion. Don't you put your religion in the advice that you give us on how to run the life in the United States of America, according to the Bible. We appreciate anything that you tell us good, and if we can imitate it without interfering with our economy, without interfering with our homosexuality, without interfering with our fornicating adultery and drugs and alcohol and the money that we need to make and this perverted life that we live in, then alhamdulillah, you can be our politician. And don't even know that you are what they call it, politicking against the Quran and the life of Prophet Muhammad. Because Allah said we'd be like that. He done told there's people who have taken the Shahada, and their human passion, their human senses have been dulled and perverted by the whispers of the Shaitan and his imps that we think we are doing right, when in actuality we wrong. You know, you cannot establish Al-Islam inside of something, because Al-Islam is bigger than all of them. That's why we know God ain't had no son. There's no way no human being or any concept of what a son can contain the unexplainable existence of Allah in them. It won't fit. Creation cannot consume or put the creator inside of it. That goes for anything from A to Z. There's nothing in creation is better than Al-Islam, or Al-Islam is supposed to go inside of it. No, it is supposed to reform itself. Reform, if it's a human being, he or she had to reform themselves and change if they want the full benefits in favor of Almighty God, their creator, and his guidance in the final revelation. The final example of human excellence and morals, more integrity. We cannot give it to them by fornicating and lying to them. They know we lie. You either lie or you don't understand Almighty God Allah. When you think that you can be a French politician, a Spanish politician, a United States politician, and be a part of those governments when them governments has made it clear they are rejectors, creator of all the world. They reject Allah's guidance. They've been doing it for 2,000, 3,000, 4,000 years, maybe five that we are know is on record, maybe six. Allah's not going to change their condition. Like he's telling us, and we his servants. If he's telling us the only way that you can stay my servant or become my servant, you have to submit to me wholeheartedly in whatever control that you have over yourself, and I will increase it once you do that. But I'm not going to force you to do that. You got to do that with that gift I gave you because I'm testing you. I'm seeing if you are really trying to understand your free will and how you're supposed to take control of your free will, which is a great, great power that you can wind up using against your own self. That's why we ask Allah to forgive us for the evil of our own souls. Sometimes we can't even blame Satan for what we're doing. But that's something that Satan has made sure in creating fitna amongst the believers to where the believers don't even want to have Shura no more. Because they know if they have Shura, they're going to have to hear what Allah says. They're going to have to hear what the Quran says. They're going to have to hear the example of Prophet Muhammad and then make their vote. They don't want that type of, for lack of a better word, politics. They want the politics of the different countries, even the so-called Muslim countries. That's why we all remind everybody, there ain't no Muslim country on this earth yet. That's King Saudi Arabia. That's King Kuwait. That's King Dubai. That's the council of bookies and everything in the United, I mean the Emirates. We know better. We are given the opportunity now and things are a lot more clear for us because Allah has still got his favor with us. We still see the clear, good life of the Quran. The Quran don't need no other book. The Quran is here to correct the books that came before it. Prophet Muhammad don't need a man to model him, because he's the model that God made him to be for all men. And we know Shaitan's main game in our language is he love to play that reverse psychology on the human being. He play with your emotions, your intelligence, your senses, your appetite, anything he can to make you turn around and try what you know is wrong. So that's what all we have to try to get ourselves in position. But we don't. We have to come to that understanding. The only way we're going to be able to talk to our brothers and sisters them in different countries that are involved in the politics of that country is they got to see us practice and live the politics of the Quran and the life of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Or they're not going to pay us no attention because Shaitan still, like our brother Malcolm said, he still got them bamboozled. He got them still having, listen how they call it. They even their own self call it false hope that America will change or France will change or Germany will change or Russia will change. They have false hope in a false society, and that's what we meant the other day when we were saying we have got so used to living with a lie and lies all around us that we have become senseless in the danger that it is doing to us, in the image it is making us into while we're saying that we are believers. And then the wise amongst the world who are with Shaitan is also laughing too. There we work, all we got to do is keep on putting this money on them, all we got to keep on telling them lies, we're going to change We're going to change, yeah, we know you're right. We're going to change, but you give us time, give us more time. That's what we're going through right now. We're going through Shaitan's grace, not Allah's grace. Remember, this is special, what us three and whoever's been listening since the inception of this good life, the Quranic R, we are still at this time got the full light on that Imam Muhammad was turned on by Allah's provision. We have it on us. And we have it on a 1,000 watts. But every day that we let our past talk to us, hold us back from going to work, hold us back from going and keeping our eyes on the right Qibla and going toward emulating the example of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and following the guidance of the Quran, that's to their benefit. That's why we can't build nothing. That's why we can't talk to each other. Remember now, you got people on this earth who are scholars in the Arabic, Quranic area, by Allah's permission, and Allah's gift to them. And they refuse to sit down and talk to each other, worldwide and then amongst our community. And out there living the lie, trying to tell everybody that Imam Muhammad told them to stay independent of each other. Which everybody who listens to Top Hill Imam been played every day for the last year on Lifeline and other programs. We hear Imam defending his own self from the grave, telling you that those Imams or whoever it is, they are liars. Allah comes with the Quran to unify us, not divide us, and make us. Well, I might help the brother out, or I might help that bastard over there in Cincinnati out, or I might help that bastard out up there in Los Angeles. I might, let me see how our money is, let me see, you know, and you leave that decision to one individual. They don't even have a shura that they abide by within their own masjid community, I use that language, masjid community. To decide whether or not they want to go help a masjid and another independent community, maybe in the next city. Well, you know, and then the Imam called and said, well, brother, did you think about that? What I was asking about, we need a little, can you help us out? Well, brother, you know, right now we had a meeting. They don't say we had, sure. We had a meeting and we decided maybe, you know, right now we might not give you the, you know, the 15,000 that you need or the 1,500, we could give you maybe $750. That's all we can spare right now. We and they go to lie. Like Arnold Schwarzenegger did play in that movie. They go to tell them those true lies. I can't give you the 1,500, but maybe you know, I can do this for you. And the other Imam had to say, man, wow, Zafullah. And Allah said, where's our rights on each other? Because we don't have a community on paper. We have nothing to show. Somebody asks you, who is God? And are you striving to be his servant? We ain't got no proof of that other than our lip service. And a little bit of these in actions. For those who are wise and understand how they have to do something to fool the public. What's that old saying? You can fool the people all the time, but and you feed the people summertime. But in the true statement, you can't fool Allah. And that is a crime against your whole essence. That's what we mean by we say the evil from our own soul. When we know we are deceiving each other in the thinking that we are doing the best thereof. And the good life is not being worked on at all. How are you going to go from 100 or whatever, how many schools we started with, down to 7? And I'm not for sure, but I think a lot of the people who are responsible for the school system that this blog show that we're on right now is trying to pray a lot that letting people know that we are through with any other life except the good life of the Quran, Allah will send us his help, which is always near. And some of those people who are involved in the structure don't even have a school in their own town. But yet still they're involved with their good deeds. That's why Allah said, good deeds, no problem. But it's righteous deeds that he want to look from out of. He want to see the service that does righteous deeds. Because if you do righteous deeds, you're doing it for the sake of Allah and Allah alone. You're not doing it for any other reason. Not even for a good deed. But I've done a little research, and the people who are responsible for Deen al-Islam, people who are responsible for the good life that's in the Quran that we're supposed to be establishing here in America, don't even have the good life in their own situation. Can you imagine that? We got people in charge of the Sister Claire Muhammad school system and whatever, whichever way is coming, and they don't even have a Sister Claire Muhammad school in their own city. Think about that. I'm in the process of looking now because I'm not for sure. I know I had a who lives in Chicago who just died. You know, a brother up there that everybody knows in Chicago. He'd been running a school. Now, I don't know the politics behind it because whatever, but he'd been running the school for Islamic children for 20, 25 years up there, and he just passed away. I'm not even sure if Chicago has a Sister Claire Muhammad school. And I'm going to try to find out in the next couple of days why some other cities and states. Then we'll understand why we're not getting no help for the Sister Claire Muhammad school. They're not even trying to have one in their own city. They're not trying to have shura and bring the teachers, Muslim teachers in their city, bring them together to do whatever they can get. Donation, volunteer their time. Speak to the children at the school that they have already exist, whatever. Give our kids the truth and the happiness of knowing who their creator is and that their creator is directly and indirectly teaching them the good life from the book that we are trying to live, the Quran. If we had Muslim teachers just going into the schools of the Muslim Sister Claire Muhammad school that we have right now on a regular basis, telling them that what they're doing, show great appreciation for the Muslim sisters and men in their community who are sacrificing something out of their life to make sure that they are educated correctly, according to the Quran and life of Prophet Muhammad. Taking a pay cut. Taking a social life. These are real soldiers. But they know they're getting a reward out of it because they know living the Islamic life is more than what everybody else does. They are experiencing community life on a small scale, but it keeps them purified. We're trying to accept the community life that Allah gives us, but Satan is trying to make us one more, even if we have invented our own self. By keep on calling ourselves community, keep on saying we love each other, but then the deeds that actually show that is a straight-up lie. How in the world the Muslims, under the top seers and the top seers of Allah and the top seers of Imam W.D. Muhammad, why are we in the condition that we in? It don't make no sense at all. Why we don't have schools? Why we don't have hospitals? Why we don't have our own banks like we used to have when Imam Muhammad come on board? People were trying to make effort to establish financial institutions. And everything we needed to help to support Imam Muhammad is Allah blessed him to continue. Not to teach us all kind of high science and everything, but to teach us the basic structure of Deen al-Islam. which is the five pillars, ark of the faith, good manners, have our own businesses, have our own friends and producers, as a law rewarded with them, to where we get to the point as a community, we start going to the earth and getting what we was doing, getting what we need, like the nation of Israel out there under the leadership of Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We went to Peru. We went to the ocean and got our own fish. We went to Turkey and got our own Palu toothpaste. We went to the earth, did what we want. We didn't go to France or some other country or something. We went to the Muslim in those countries, but by bottom line, we really were going straight to the earth. We went to the ocean. We went to the farms. We went to the earth to do for self. We need to ask no other human being who did not believe in Allah to help us unless we paid them for their help. We have had the best that the human being will ever see, because we see Allah, we see our Creator in the Quran. We see the good life He has given us in the Quran. We see the model example of a human being in Prophet Muhammad that He gave us. And we know how to call people to faith because He gave us Imam Waqdi Muhammad, the Mujahideen in our time. And if people will try to act like they don't want to commit to that word, at least we'll do what everybody else said. He is the caller to the world to proper worship of God, proper way to pray to God, fast for God, etc. The good life we have to, in this trying time of trying to establish a itinerary that is for the sake of Allah and Allah alone, we have to take ourselves out of it. Because everything we want got to come out of the Quran. Every way humanly possible to go about doing it, it's got to come out of the life of Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And if we want to help doing it, we have to call the people, like Imam Muhammad used to say, in the understanding that they have, and invite them to help us free them from the images, their anger. They need counseling. They need comforting. This is what Imam Muhammad started loving by a lot of them that came and taught. We have everything we need now, and we're standing again, looking at the good life in the Quran, the life of Prophet Muhammad, because that's where Imam Muhammad, Allah felt like He did with Prophet Isa. Prophet Musa. You don't need to go any farther. Now, if they want to go back and get lost again in the wilderness of North America, or hold fast to what they have witnessed about power as their Creator, then let them do it with their own free will, whatever harm come to them or whatever good come to them. We want the good life because Allah has offered us an opportunity. And like I said, we got to get out here, put it in the Muslim journal, pass out flyers, because we don't want to fall into the trap using this parable. Unlike the Christians are doing. They have been taught and brainwashed and believing that they got to go through Jesus Christ to get to Allah. See, we don't want to get derailed putting the importance of the Sister Claire Muhammad School and any other thing we want before the Quran and before the life, the good life that's in the Quran, and before the Tafsir, the way Imam Muhammad was teaching us to do. Be Muslims. be one community. He even asked us, do y'all want to be the World Community of Al Islam? He gave us all kind of options trying to find our sensitivity to make us real, to make us realize that, hey, Almighty, your Creator is trying to talk to you and give you the good life. Because remember, we all came from Christianity. All of us. So that's what we meant by when we, this morning when we were talking, that Muhammad and Jesus Christ have all, using that terminology, has already been seen walking the country of the United States of America together. When they seen Imam Muhammad talking to all the Christians and any other religious leaders, that was Muhammad showing that him and Jesus were together. And come and bring those of you who believe in that false way of life called Christianity or believing that God had a son, he, the comforter, is here. He, the counselor, the one that's going to lead you in all truth. If that's what you're looking for, then follow Imam W.D. Muhammad. He will carry you to the promised land that Martin Luther King seen. Marcus Garvey, Malcolm X, without no deviation. He's carrying you straight there to the source, the two things that Allah has left with the human family for a little over 14 and a half years. All we got to do is grab it. We don't want to talk. Imam Muhammad has brought us all the way to, by Allah's position, standing right here, right now, in front of the Quran, in the life example of Prophet Muhammad, and we want to turn around to the Bible, to Jesus Christ, to our friend down the street, just because they do something good for us, or they flatter us.
Subhanallah. Anybody else want to make a comment? Alhamdulillah. Well, Muhammad, strong winded. Praise be to Allah. Strong. Anybody else want to make a comment? Otherwise, continue, Brother Muhammad. Alhamdulillah, you're doing good.
Praise be to Allah.
Thank you.
And remember, I'm just trying to make sure that Brother Aline gets all the support that Allah has intended for him. Even me and Brother Richard or the few who are listening have to work overtime. You know. But we're trying to listen to what's being said by ourselves and others also. So if you are on the line, if you are listening, come in and tell everybody about your experience of the good life that's in the Quran that Allah has given you. That the good life that Allah has given you in following whatever level of the model example of your human creation in the life of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and how you know from the good teacher, brother, scholar that Almighty God Allah gave you in the life of Imam W. Muhammad, who told you and told us that he followed Imam Warfdi Muhammad, because Imam Warfdi Muhammad has no doubt. Imam Warfdi Muhammad is not going to let his love for his people like the Prophet had for the Quraysh distract him from his service to Allah and the good life that will benefit everybody at their own good time. Because some people, well, they say you can lead a horse to the water, but he won't drink. So some people are not going to come all at once, except the believers. But the Shahadas, those who are influenced by the Quran, but yet haven't made up their mind, they will hang around the good life until Allah permit them, according to their sincerity in their heart, that Allah is the only one knows about, will he permit them to get the full benefit that won't burden them. He'll let them use their free will to get the best of even the means tasting a little bit of the hellfire. And that statement right there lets us know how there's a lot of Muslims knowing and have accepted that the way they want to live Deen al-Islam, every day, they already know that Allah knows that in their heart they are not sincere, but they love this deen. They love to know that God has awakened them, but they not have yet had faith enough. But Allah says, faith will not enter your heart until you do and accept everything I have told you in my book, in my example of human excellence in the life of Prophet Muhammad. And you respond with the same sincerity to my caller that I promise you that I will raise from amongst you when you get so far off the wrong track. Are you being oppressed like we were? We've been suffering oppression all the way up till the advent and the help that Allah sent through W.D. Farad Muhammad, through the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and then gave us total reputation, reputation for what has the sin that has been committed against us when he gave us Deen al-Islam and a leader and a caller to help educate us and prepare us again to get back on the Quran and life example of Prophet Muhammad and facing the Qibla that he turned us to, his house there in Mecca, established by his permission from a human being who looked for him in all the creation and finally came to the conclusion that there's no God but God, and my life and my death is all for you. And my son did the same thing without question. He said, Father, if you're doing it to please God, go ahead on and cut me. We had to take the spirit of truth and clarity that Allah has left for us because of what time period we go back into. Because he sent a book to each time period when it was needed to help his creation, the best creation, who believed and took control of their own free will to bow down to him and whatever he said in his books of guidance. That's the history we want. That's just what we got to have. That's the good life. And that's what we got to try to do with all the struggling with our intelligence and all this knowledge that we got, indirectly or directly. You know, Allah said, all you got, that's the more you might differ with yourself and others. There's a test for getting all that knowledge ahead of the basics. You want to learn all about the stars and the sun and everything like that, the nature of them, alhamdulillah. But you have not yet learned the nature of the five principles in the Ark of the Faith and why Allah told us that establish this first and establish community life first. Become one soul again. Become a family first, before you try to go out here in this vast, vast, endless universe that I say you are better than of, you know. So we pray Allah that we'll do our dawah, and dawah means advertisement, getting the word out any kind of way in 2021. Because Allah has given us these tools to help us do the dawah, the internet, Zoom, virtual. These belong to the believers first. Don't let the selfish imps of Shaitan in the human form, or don't let Shaitan take our life from us like he has done in the past anytime we want to read it. You go online and look at all of the calamities that people who thought that Allah wasn't real It wasn't thought. They thought that the book that they were sent to them and the example they had, the prophets, the messages of God, and the good people who followed them, convinced them that what there was a better way. Because his schemes don't change. The same way he fooled Adam, he's going to find one of his schemes to try to fool us the same way and make us slip and slide, peeping and hide.
Mm-hmm.
For the good times long time ago.
Oh, that's right.
But we have to remember those, yes, those lessons at all times. Inshallah.
Anybody else want to, we got just a few more minutes. Anybody else want to say something? Press one or press one on your phone and I'll bring you into the conversation or anybody who mic is already open. You have the floor. Abdullah. Praise be to Allah. Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir, Brother Muhammad.
Not only I would like to say, Brother Meem, don't forget about we supposed to be sending letters to the Muslim teachers, you know, inviting them to take a second look.
Yeah, I talked to
you know,
Muslim gentleman.
How
yesterday.
They can help, you know.
Yeah, I didn't. A brother who was so I'm supposed to get back with him, inshallah, maybe today, and see. Yeah, I'll pray with Allah.
We want to depend on you like we want you to depend on us.
All right, bro. Pray with Allah. Alhamdulillah. Okay. Anybody else? Alhamdulillah. Let's call it the morning, inshallah. Let's call it the morning. So if somebody want to make your prayer.
Come on, Brother Rashad.
Assalamu alaikum, Rashad. Want to make that prayer? I'll make it then. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen ar-Rahmanir rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
The Lord's peace and blessings be upon you and everyone out there and protect us and guide us and y'all be safe. Everybody be safe, inshallah.
Inshallah. Okay, brother. Assalamu alaikum. Salam alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah, rabbil alameen.
out of the loins of a slave from God. The man was born who would change the history of the world. We thank Almighty God, Allah, for finding that man who had a heart like himself. The honor of Elijah Muhammad, we know, lives on and on. He is in the heart of every black man and woman on earth today. His will is in me, his spirit is in me. His will and his spirit is in you. The honor of Elijah Muhammad has put his spirit into my children and into your children. And their children will have it in their children and their children and their children's children. We give praise to Almighty God, Allah, for the most honorable and humble Elijah Muhammad. We know what the world is thinking about. And the world believes that we will hold up because of the passion of our great leader and teacher. But we're not going to sit down and be weak. We're going to stand up and be strong. We have just witnessed the struggle of the Nation of Islam here in the hills of North America under the leadership and the guidance of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So that God rolled the traffic. And we can bear witness that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad especially gave his life for you and I. But I know the Honorable Elijah Muhammad lives in me. For I cannot speak. I cannot talk. I could not walk. I could not eat. I could not sleep. But I was even thinking about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. The world will see the Nation of Islam ascend to a new height. This poll will record to see the rise of the black man. All praise to Allah, so long as I'm Muhammad. I am speaking for the southern region of the Nation of Islam here in North America. And we bear witness that God has come among us. And we know God cannot leave us without leadership. We know that Almighty Allah, we know that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad will leave us leadership. And we know that Honorable Elijah Muhammad will be our king. And we know who is the successor to the throne. I thank Allah, I thank the Honorable Elijah Muhammad for blessing me to be one of his disciples. I thank Almighty God, Allah, for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad that he has blessed him a capable man, a wise man, a forward-thinking man, a man that is concerned for the needs and the welfare of our people. I pledge the southern reason behind the leadership of the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad.
The
and it is just not in the book. It is just not in logic and reason that such a wise and gracious, humble man, as we know the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to be, leave us unprepared. We are not unprepared. For he has prepared one from himself. And that one that he has prepared among himself to be our head is the one that we come here today to worship our Savior Day with, the Honorable Lawlen D. Muhammad. We look through the royal family of the Messenger for guidance and leadership. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad has always taught us that the King, the Francis, and God come out of the one family. They come out of the same family. The reigning God, before he passes, he passes the mantle or the ring of authority to one of his own. Pass it down to one of their sons. And then it becomes the son. It becomes his duty and his responsibility to accept this position of rulership and authority. The ring of authority was given by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to one of his sons. That son is the Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad. The Holy Quran teaches us, when it refers to Moses, but we know that it is referring to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, it says in the 20th chapter, my Lord, expand my breath for me, and ease my affairs for me, and loose the knot from my tongue, that they may understand my word, and give to me an aider from my family. Who else is? That we look to lead us except one from the holy family of Muhammad. Who else do we look to for divine guidance? Who else do we look to that has the blood of Muhammad in them? After all, they are the only ones among us that are most qualified. They are the most knowledgeable of the messenger's aims. They are the most knowledgeable of the messenger's purposes because they are the same family in blood of the messenger himself. But then we all know that the physical body of the messenger of Allah is no longer with us. But his message lives. And his message will continue to live. And it will continue to live as long as the black man lives, because that message is in the nature of the black man, put there by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Among the followers, among the people, there is no equal to this one. There is no equal to the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding of the one that will stand before us today, representing the office of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. How do you know Kareem? I heard the Honorable Muhammad D. Muhammad teach for the first time. He was a young man of 24, bound up and down the East Coast. In those days, the ministers of Islam were mental dead. And among the ministers at that time, he had no equal. We have faith among the ministers past today. And I still say, and I bear witness that the Honorable Robert D. Muhammad has no equal. He has no status among us today. So we, the family of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad from the Western States, from every state on the other side of the Mississippi River, which takes in the deserts and the mountains from there to the Pacific. We are Muslims. And as a Muslim, we stand witness. And there is no God but Allah Muhammad is the Father, and we have a new man with us today, and the brother of the Son of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And we submit to the Prophet Muhammad. Left the West Coast, but all the way over to the East Coast. in the name of Allah, King, in the divine person of Master Farah Muhammad, the one God to whom all praise is due, the Lord of the world. And we thank Almighty God, Allah, and we could never thank Him enough for the greatest blessing ever bestowed upon a people, a messenger from Himself, the last of the messengers, the greatest of the messengers, the wisest of the messengers, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. So our dear beloved leader of the Nation of Islam, Minister Wallace D. Muhammad, to the beloved family of our beloved leader and teacher, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, all of the ministers and faithful followers, friends and sympathizers of the Nation of Islam. We have come to a great point in our history. For today is Savior's Day. Today is the day that Almighty God allowed. Messenger Muhammad teaches us, was born. Master Faraj Muhammad. Elijah Muhammad, his true and faithful servant, set up this day for us as a day of honor, a day of joy, a day of commemoration, a day of rededication of our lives to Almighty God Allah, to His messenger, and to the truth that Almighty God Allah revealed for our salvation. This is no different than any other Savior's Day. It is a day of joy. It is not a day of grief. It is not a day of sadness. It is not a day for Muslims and sympathize for the honorable Elijah Muhammad to have our heads on the road. For the messenger of Allah has taught us well. He taught us aright. And he taught us a bit. And he taught us that those who believe and are the doers of good, there is no fear for them, nor shall they breathe. He taught us to submit to the will of Almighty God Allah, and that is what makes us a Muslim, and we enter into peace. His life was the will of God. His mission was the will of God. His passing is the will of God. His son is the will of God. And who are the will of God's ambassadors? All praise. Leader and teacher, the honorable Elijah As I preach for the messenger, I have held his name. I defended him. For the only man that I ever was worthy of being faithful to. He told me about his son. And I have relied on his word. He said his son would help him. He told me that Allah promised him a son. And he told me and all of you that saw the messenger, know that he said that Muhammad would one day help him. That day has arrived. And I, like all of the rest of Messenger Muhammad's followers, submit and yield and give of myself and all that I have and all within my power to see that the work of Messenger Muhammad is carried on to its completion behind the leadership of his son, the Honorable Minister Wallace T. Muhammad, and the family of the Messenger and all of his followers. I speak to his feet. Praise to Allah that he will strengthen each one of us and endow the Minister Muhammad with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to lead and guide the nation of Islam. As I greet you, assalamu alaikum.
One more chicken before we call over the next one. This is another master representative of Abdul Aziz Muhammad, Minister Muhammad Sifu No. 12. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Brother Lindsay, Jeremiah Shabbat. In the name of Allah, the beneficent, the merciful, the all-wise, the true and living God, the one who came in the person of Master Farouk Muhammad, to whom praise is due forever, we thank Allah and thank Allah for having given to us our beloved leader, our teacher, and our perfect guide, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Greet your brothers and sisters. Salaam alaikum. The Honorable Wallace D. Muhammad and the great family of Muhammad, fellow ministers, distinguished guests, brothers and sisters, I come before you today not to deliver a eulogy, not to be out of faith. I come before you to give thanks to Allah our God for allowing me to live in the day and the time of the greatest man, black or white, that has ever walked the face of this planet Earth. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad's work among the so-called people are a testament to his greatness, but his works are unequal by any man who has ever come to reform the people to do this job requires more than mediocre, ordinary man's knowledge. Messenger Muhammad brought to us the knowledge of the God himself. Today, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is absent from our midst. Paul articulate wise man that we grow so used to is not here today. It's known by everyone. But the Messenger Muhammad did not build a nation based on himself as an individual, for he knew that all individuals were finite, that they could endure only for a lifetime. History has proven that nations built on this rather than
brothers, sisters, everyone is hurt. Two daughters, and each one is hurt. Allah, in his infinite wisdom, saying the seventh child of the unworthy like Muhammad, while he's yet in his mother's womb. I say to place on him the name that he himself had, Walid B. Muhammad. He called the messenger that this son would help him in his work. I know personally that this is true, because I knew his mother, Sister Tara Muhammad, and I knew her like I knew his father, and she told me out of her own mouth, she said, yes, brother, while I still help his father in his work. So all praise is to Allah. He is here with us, and he is doing the work. I'm honored to be from number 12 in Philadelphia, because that is the city that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad chose to send his son in 1958, where he labored for over 3 years. And after landing in the vineyard, he was subsequently arrested and made to suffer an unjust incarceration for over 15 months. These were the preliminary events thrust upon our leader, the Honorable Muhammad D. Muhammad, to prepare him for the awesome task of running this world foundation in the woman of North America. So now, he is ready, and we're ready to receive him. With our unselfish support and our undying loyalty for him and his entire family, assalamu alaikum.
His presence
his divine will to my Father, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, in the person of Master Waleed Farah Muhammad. I have been so honored here today until I can not go into my address before first letting you know that I am too small for all the time. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he has formed this house. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad built it from the ground. All he received from the ground was, I believe they call it, a bill in the language of industry, an order, a written order, telling him what has to be done. What he received was an order to do a job. He had to begin that work from scratch and build a nation. When he accepted that job, he knew who he was working for. And that knowledge gave him the strength and the courage and the perseverance to stay on that job till the very end. I think I can talk to you a little bit. On the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, although this is Savior Day, and it's the Honorable Elijah Muhammad in his earthly given body, but standing here at this moment, I think he would glorify Master Waleed Farah Muhammad. And he would tell you that this day celebrates his coming to him. But I feel that it is my duty that I am obligated now to present to you a Savior made by a Savior. A Savior came, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, a man Samuel Johnson, born of a preacher, a Baptist preacher, who never agreed to really give himself fully to the church, but who always gave himself fully to the biblical scripture, that he understood in a significantly different fashion. He gave himself to Scripture. He knew what the Scripture said of the coming of the hidden God, that God that had been hidden from the world, but had to, at the right time, in the right season, under the right conditions, before the right circumstances, that God had to manifest himself to show himself the God that was working out of you, making all these things complicated, so complicated that no one could come up with a solution but he himself.
Baha'i Elijah Muhammad recognized the hidden divine being manifest in one body, Baha'i Muhammad. And when he recognized this, he began to preach to others of his brothers and sisters who were in the Christian religion in one degree or another. See, what you must understand, brothers and sisters, 40 years ago, black people were almost 100% Christian in America and in most of the world. That is the Western Hemisphere. Black people were almost 100% Christian. You didn't have to go to church to be born with a Christian mind. Even those homes that had residents or people who felt that they weren't clean enough to walk into a church, or that they weren't religious minded enough to participate in church life. Even those families lived Christian lives and defended Christianity if you attack Christianity in their presence. Baha'u'llah Muhammad came into his mission at a time when America, black America that is, was almost 100% Christian. So he began working with our people, telling them that now you must come into the understanding of your Bible. He says that God has mentioned me, and I'm preaching to you that your graveyard is the Christian reading of the Bible. He told his people that I must resurrect you from that graveyard. When he preached these words in the early, middle, late 30s and early, middle, and late 40s, even the early 50s, few of our people gave him their attention. Most of them laughed at him, and they referred to his small followers as those old Muslims, those old Mohammedans, those old fools, those strange people. But they didn't know that the solution to this problem was not to bring something that was like that had caused the problem. The solution to the problem was to bring something very strange. So Allah himself had to come, because the white man's mind has filled the atmosphere around the globe. And it was impossible for the subject of white mentality to come up with something new. But God himself, being eternal and ever watchful, he knew that the world had gotten out of order, and that a drastic, strange mind was controlling things. So he came out. He said, I'm going to come out of hiding. Not as a mystery God, but as a natural God coming on time. Because this mind has covered the earth, it has fulfilled the privilege, the freedom, the right that was given to it by the divine being. That is, that if you want to challenge the divine being, if you want to challenge truth, if you want to prove yourself powerful enough to undo God's natural creation, all right, you have the freedom. The way is open. But when when you have will have gone all over the world and done your thing, then I will come and manifest myself and undo your thing and prove myself to God. And there is no God besides me. The world of religious people is this. You follow those that seem to undo the religious power. You follow those that seem to take the power of God out of the people so that they can put the power of themselves in the people and rule the world. Father Elijah Muhammad has taught us that we have followed and listened to a religious world that could only read print in the Bible, but could not read words and sentences and paragraphs. He has told us that we have followed a world, a religious world, that have given their voice to scripturalism. And know little at all about interpretation. When you hear a preacher read the Genesis and tell you that Adam was a flesh and blood man, born from clay, physical clay out of the earth, the kind that you'll feel the clay, you are listening to a man who is teaching you spiritualism. But when you listen to the Christian preacher, or the Jewish rabbi, or the Muslim man, tell you that this man that was born out of earth is not clay, physical clay, but he is a mind, a human mind, that is a type of clay, a type of clay, not clay, but clay is a symbolic term that shows us a likeness of this mind that God made. Clay, when it is formed, it remains in the shape that it was formed in until something takes it out of the shape. When it is formed and hardened by fire, if you break it, you destroy its form, and it cannot be made over again except by God. So God, in the Genesis, is telling us that the world cannot take the human mind that he intends to rule in the human body. That only God can fashion the human mind and walk away after he does his work, and that mind remain intact and will not go itself into another state. This mind that God makes is the mind of a messenger. The story of Adam, if you rightly understand it, is the story of the making of a prophet. We think that it is the beginning of people, and that is true in a sense. It is the beginning of a particular people. It is the beginning of the righteous people. But the Bible has been so mixed up and tampered with that we can't find the truth readily. God had to reveal the truth of its interpretation to the Holy Muhammad. The European people, called Gentiles in the Bible, they were given the Bible after it had been rewritten, revised, added in, and taken out. They were given the book for them. come, not for you and me. It was given by the original people, to the Gentiles. And the story of Adam was changed to fit the life and the to be history of the Gentiles. Like the original Adam, they also would be made and born of the dust of the earth. That means raised up from the bottom, from savagery, from idolatry. They would be raised from the bottom by the original people of the East. And their home of Caesar would be changed from a beast and savage home into a civilized appearance, if not a reality. So we see that in the reading of the Bible, if we don't have understanding, we go way off. I must take the time here to let you know that all the Bible Muhammad has unlocked the mind. And in unlocking the Bible, he has unlocked our mind. He makes us to understand the parables of Jesus, the symbolic language that runs from Genesis to Revelation. And in making us understand it, we come into the knowledge of real truth. Many think that Jesus actually turned drinking water into drinking wine. Muhammad Ali Muhammad has brought the Bible college to the black people of America. Not the Bible college that you find open in the cities of America, but the real Bible college. That Bible college that made messengers and prophets. He has brought that to the black people of America and has made us understand that Jesus did not turn drinking water into drinking wine. That is not the water that you run out of your pocket at home. But he turned the revealed truth of God that is called water in Scripture. Because there's only God that can lift truth up from its corrupted form. And water is lifted up from the earth by the sun. And bring it up from corruption and descend it back again to the earth for our drinking. You. So the book calls the word of Christian water. And Jesus was a blessed and righteous prophet, a righteous and blessed servant of God, who was blessed with the knowledge of interpretation. So he is described in the book as a man who has the power of God to turn that was water, was only water to the people, had no spirit in it. Flat, dead, spiritual reading of the Bible that the Jews were preaching to the people. But Jesus came with the power of interpretation given to him by Almighty God, one whom he metaphorically called, or symbolically called, his Father. Interpretation, with the true interpretation, he was able to change that flat bed of water that was doing nothing but just survive the body, but had no spirit effect on the heart of the mind. He changed that dead letter scripture
the why, divine why, scriptural why, a word of the power to affect the heart and affect the mind, and make those dead spirits you jump up and clap their hands and stomp their feet and say, hallelujah, amen, to the word of Jesus. Now, we have a man like that in our midst, and we don't recognize him. You are on the outside. You haven't come into the temples around Yad Muhammad and got the teaching of the Bible. You have only read scripture in print. And you don't have to go to a Bible college to read the Bible in print. Anybody that learned how to read English can read the Bible in print. But the folks say, blessed is he that hear the word. And you can only hear the word in true interpretation. I'm not here to preach you a Christian sermon. I'm here to tell you that we have a black Savior today. And God has come and found the people that were molded and growing without a head on their body. Living a free with a white man's head. Adapted to their body. So God came and woke up one of us, one of the sleeping dead in the Bible, one of the sleeping dead in the church, one of the sleeping dead in the world of white man's mentality. God came in the person of Wali Murad Muhammad and raised up one of the sleeping dead, Bahri Lanka Muhammad. But he did not leave the image that he came in before. He withdrew his image because it was not his flesh that he came to present to you and me. It was divine mind and divine will that he came and presented to you and me.
been done to present a black body with his own, with his own head, with something that prompted him, that body, with something that does not disgrace that body, with something that the whole body can identify with and feel and say, yes, I am whole and I am true to nature and I am belonging to myself. You know, brothers and sisters, the Holy Quran tells us that there were jinns. Jinns means, the jinn is the same as Gentile. That there were jinns helping the Prophet Solomon build the jinn. And the same Holy Quran tells us that the jinn are the Gentiles. For a witness that they had heard a beautiful recital of the Quran. And they advised themselves and those who were not Gentiles to listen to it because they admitted that it was a true recital. Today, we have lived to witness the Gentiles of America, the Gentiles of Chicago, the Gentiles of New York City, the Gentiles of Los Angeles, and the Gentiles in the South, in Atlanta, Georgia. Stand up and say, we pay tribute to the great man, Bahá'í Elijah Muhammad, and to his great work. And while I was on the air, one of the Gentiles called in and said, Bahá'í Elijah Muhammad is a financial god in the black community. So we have not been raised to be a foolish, disrespectful people. Simply because we have had a second raising. The Caucasian world of yesterday rid the slaves. And they rid them to grow up as strong bodies, but with baby minds. They rid them to be children. And many of them refused to accept us as Mr. and Miss, a man and woman. They called the grown men and women of our people boys and girls because they knew they had uprooted the man and planted boy mentality in the body we call the black man of America. But since then, since 1930, since the coming of Master Wali Farah Muhammad, the manifestation of God to the Holy Elijah Muhammad, since that day and time, there has been a second rearing of God's children in America by God himself. And if anyone says this is not God's children, I want you to reflect to this. We are living in a time where everything that has been put together by men without the recognition and respect and dependent upon God has manifested itself and shown itself to be unable to stand up and stay together in this 1975. In these 70s, we have lived to see integration come apart at its vital and most strongest thing. In these 70s, we have lived to see the church in flux, the synagogue in flux, even the Orthodox mosque in flux. we have seen such of an old established generation of learned men and women leave the home of their learned parents with college education still in their head, put on sneakers and raggedy old pants, ugly dirty t-shirts, and grow their hair long like a woman, and their beards fill their face, hiding the justified image of a man, and giving the symbols of an animal behind bars. We have seen the song of the song turn from the house of strength and walk out in the street more weak than the black man of America that they took from the land called Africa and reared up with no manhood and no womanhood and planted in their physical body a child mentality. We have seen the institution and the son of the learned generation fall down and fall out of the grip of civilization. We have seen in our lifetime, in this very decade, we have seen with our own eyes, and the world cannot deny it, we have seen the government of America shook in its vital scene. We have seen the mighty dragon. We have seen the great that had blood and flood and life and thirst for physical consumption like cows and bulls and apes and gorillas and grew to be a great giant physically with a big giant brain materially but a pea-sized brain morally and spiritually. We have never seen in this decade the government of this great God weaken and shrink and break in its vital state. And until then,